Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Salamun Alaikum, welcome to this episode of Lantern. Now, on the continuation of this program, Lantern, we have a nice story. Let's listen to it. Aun and Muhammad is the title of today's story. Aun and Muhammad were the sons of Lady Zainab. They had not accompanied Lady Zainab when she left Medina with Imam al-Hussein, peace be upon him. Just before Imam Hussein started his journey from Mecca, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Ja'far brought his two sons to Mecca and handing them over to Imam al-Hussein said, "Ya Imam, since you have decided to go and will not allow me to come with you, please take my two sons with you. Aun will represent his maternal grandfather, Hazrat Ali, and the other will represent his paternal grandfather, Hazrat Ja'far Tayyar." Aun and Muhammad were quite young. It is reported that Aun was about 13 and Muhammad was a year or two younger. They had learned the art of fencing from his uncle, Hazrat Abbas. On the night before Ashura, Lady Zainab said to them, "My sons, tomorrow there will be a battle. I cannot ask you to fight because you are young. But if anything happens to Imam al-Hussein, while you are still alive, I will be filled with shame." Both the boys stood up and said, "Mother, we have the blood of Ali and Ja'far in our veins. Our grandfathers were warriors whose fame will always be remembered. Do you think we can possibly shame them? Moreover, we are the pupils of Uncle Abbas. Mother, unless you forbid us and stop us from fighting, we shall go to the battlefield and show the enemies of Islam how bravely the children of Islam can fight. All we want from you is a promise that you will never weep for us. Our souls will never rest in peace if you grieve for us after we are gone." Tears of joy and pride flowed down Lady Zainab's eyes as she embraced her two boys in the day of Ashura. The two boys rode out into the battlefield. They fought bravely. At one point, Umar Sa'd asked, "Who are those two youngsters? They fight like I have seen Ali ibn Abu Talib fight." When he was told who they were, he ordered his soldiers to give up single combats and surround and kill the boys. Aun and Muhammad were attacked from all sides. Soon they were overpowered and brutally killed. Imam Hussein and Hazrat Abbas carried the two young bodies to a tent and laid them on the floor. Imam walked to Lady Zainab's tent. He found her in sajda praying, "Ya Allah, I thank you for accepting my sacrifice. My heart is filled with pride because my two sons have given their lives for your religion."
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we're going to be concerned with Aun and Muhammad, who were two children of Hazrat Zainab, salamullah alayha. In this connection, it must be indicated that Aun and Muhammad joined the caravan and entourage of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam right from Medina, not from Mecca, but from Medina. At the same time, it must be indicated that in some sources, it's indicated that since Abdullah ibn Ja'far had some commercial interactions with the Umayyads, Abdullah intended to receive a safe conduct in favor of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And at the same time, we find that Abdullah ibn Ja'far did his best in order to prevent Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam from continuing his journey toward Iraq, because all the Bani Hashims, all the Hashimites, were actually informed of the martyrdom fate of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And since Abdullah ibn Ja'far was a son, was a brother-in-law of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, he never intended to witness and to receive the martyrdom news of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Because of this, he did his best in order to prevent Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam from continuing his journey. However, the decision of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was totally different from the anticipations of Abdullah ibn Ja'far. In order to prevent Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam from doing so, from continuing his journey, Onan and Muhammad intended to accompany Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. And they did accompany Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam from Medina to Mecca and from Mecca to Karbala, and they were martyred. In this connection, it must be indicated that Abdullah, soon after receiving a safe conduct from Amr ibn Sa'id al-Ashtaq, the Umayyad governor of Mecca, he met up with Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam and tried hard to convince Imam al-Hussein salam not to depart Mecca for Iraq and Kufa. However, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was resolute in continuing his career, and Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam knew far better what would be the best decision, because Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam knew well that, I mean, the Umayyad dynasty and the Umayyad agents in Mecca intended to martyr him in Mecca, and in this way both Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam was going to be martyred, and the honor of Mecca as the precise location of al-Kaaba would be breached. And Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam never wanted, I mean, such a kind of dishonoring Kaaba and Mecca to take place.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Now, in this connection, we find that Abdullah ibn Ja'far gave his letter to his sons, Abdul Aun and Muhammad, and dispatched his letter in this way, dispatched his letter to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, indicating in his letter that he was very much scared of the martyrdom fate to befall Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam knew well that his brother-in-law, Abdullah ibn Ja'far, was a sincere relative, yet Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam intended to continue his message, was determined to continue his way, because it was certainly the right decision that he took. Well, on the day of Ashura, the sons of Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha sacrificed their lives in favor of Imam al-Hussein salam, and both of them were martyred before Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. However, it must be indicated that on the day of Ashura first, the non-Hashimid companions of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam went to the battlefield in order to sacrifice their lives earlier and sooner than those of the Hashimites, and after that the Hashimites and the close companions of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam went to the battlefield. And in this way, the sons of Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha were martyred on the day of Ashura. Thank you.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah.
ألا بذكر الله